Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And welcome to yet another edition of the Astrology Hour. Well, I'll tell you, some of those transits out there are very interesting. If people say that astrology doesn't work, ooh, when you get to know your chart and you start following your own transits, like with Venus and Mars at 16 Leo right now, getting into an exact direct square to my moon at 17 Scorpio, ouch! Well, I could really feel that puppy. You know, babies being born all over the world right now are being born with a 17 factor like old Uncle Farley, so good luck to those kids. What kind of karma is that, right? But also, the moon's in Scorpio, that's right. So along the lines of Venus and Mars in Leo at 17 in the next 24 hours, it's going to square the moon in Scorpio at 17 on my moon, which means I should just probably go home and go to bed and just relax and forget about everything. So no problem, I can handle a quadruple square transit on my moon and my Leo stellium. Today, we are going to talk as a topic about molding your future and what you can do to help make your future a happier place to be, all right? How to get rid of those negatives, those patterns, those mindsets, and those disappointments and shock changes that you create in your life. And we are going to talk a lot about what you can do to actually have fun in your life and to think positive thoughts and to seek that companionship you know you deserve. Yes, life is wonderful. This morning I woke up and I felt like I was somebody inside of this huge robot. I looked out of my eyes and I thought, my God, there's a big body underneath this being here. Sometimes we do feel like we're trapped inside the brain and we are directing this huge entity to do things in life. You know, that's almost the way it is. If you want to know the truth, the relationships between the body and the soul is like we are a little bitty driver inside of this huge body. And we are trying to drive it to do things that are fun and enjoyable. And it's like here we are locked inside the brain with all these sensors hooked up to us. And if we do the right things, we get a bunch of pleasurable responses. And if we do the wrong things, wah, wah, you know, we get shocked. So, you know, life is real basic as far as being gestalt is concerned. I'll tell you for sure. But, you know, along the lines of having fun in your life, I think the reason why so many of us have problems is because we don't believe in miracles, okay? We don't believe that things can happen to us that are good. In other words, for so many years, some of us have been stricken with so much grief and so much tragedy and so many problems and so much stress that we form patterns in relationships, you know? Just because you've been dumped a few times, you believe you're going to be dumped the rest of your life. And just because you've never had true love, you believe you can never find it. And just because you've never been able to hold on to a job long enough, you believe that the next job will be the same way. And you have all these mindsets, you know, you have all these things where you have a failure syndrome of belief. We call this the Virgo Pisces syndrome, okay? And how you qualify for this syndrome is by either having Virgo in your chart, okay? If you qualify by having Virgo, that is over-analytical and sometimes too negative. Also, we're going to add Gemini to this today. If you have any sixth house planets, same thing, over-analytical and sometimes too much of a Murphy's Law type thinker. If you have Pisces in your chart or planets in the 12th house, I qualify, Mars, Neptune in the 12th. These are people that are overly vulnerable, overly sensitive, they're frightened to get hurt, they're extremely psychic and powerful, and they manifest their own negatives just by thinking the very merest whim of a negative, the Pisces factor being will manifest whatever they think to be true. And of course, the Gemini, when you put that to boot, any Gemini planets in your chart are planets in the third house, right? Virgo planets are sixth house planets, Pisces planets are 12th house planets, Gemini planets are third house planets, or people that have that computer mind, that computer brain that won't shut down. So they fill it with everything possible that could happen wrong. Now, if you want to have a good life, a happy life, Uncle Farley is going to give you the formula, okay? And frankly, I want you to know that that little guy that is sitting upstairs in your brain, that little bitty guy that sits up there and does all the work as far as your life. You know, the little guy that is in control of your life. You know, there's a big computer in your brain that is more powerful than any computer that you could be aware of. Okay, and the conscious mind is up there sitting in its little stool in its chair with its headphones on and all of its sensors on, punching buttons. And a whole bunch of computer terminals are up there. And whenever you have a negative thought, well, that little guy will sit there with its computer and go, oh, man, hey, we have a pattern here of being dumped in relationships. Let's type this into the computer. We're being dumped in relationships. Okay, we've met somebody new. Okay, let's check the data banks here. Well, we have a pattern of being dumped in relationships. Okay, the mindset here is expect to be dumped. Okay, and the guy is up there programming all of this trash, this garbage, this negativity, where whatever you expect to happen is going to happen. So you have to be careful what you are thinking, because everything that you think is being processed upstairs by that little guy in your brain in your master computer banks. So whatever you expect to happen will happen. And if you keep thinking it and if you keep saying it, then you're going to create a big negative nightmare in your life. Okay? So this topic is about molding your future. What's the answer, Farley? What is the answer? Tell us the answer. We'd like to pull ourselves out of the sludge, out of the mud, out of the gutter, and finally be happy. I'll tell you what the answer is. You put a sign up in that little computer bank room up in your brain that says, no negatives allowed. You put a sign up, a big old hairy sign that's about as big as a football field, on that window that says no negatives allowed on computer. Zero. None. Zero. Nothing. Nada. Okay? You got that? Some people say, well, Farley, what if we can't, we have, are we allowed to have a, no, you cannot afford the luxury of a single negative thought. The truth to this topic is you cannot afford the luxury of a single negative thought, not one. If you want to be happy, if you want to be blissful, if you want to be nurtured and pampered, and if you want to have fun and excitement and adventure in your life, if you'd like to have balance and security and prosperity, then all you got to do is think positive. And if you people out there with the Virgo and 6th house planets, with the Pisces and 12th house planets, and with the Gemini and 3rd house planets, you know, I want you to know that even though you have a sign up in the room that says no negatives, those negatives are still going to creep in. You know why? Because your computer guy, your computer programmer is up there figuring out so many possibilities, forget it. What we need to do is give this guy a break. You know, and what you need to do is take the energy out of the head and put it into the heart and into the gut. There's too much head work being done here. So what we do is, you know, we're not aware that this little guy up in our mind, our conscious mind, is a herald of God. This guy works for God. And everything that he does up there is being created, okay? Because all the God force does is it creates energy. It manifests and creates and sculpts things like in the third dimension, okay? So anything that you think is going to become manifest. So what's the worst thing you can do if you have a beautiful new relationship? The worst thing you could do is even think a tiny little negative thought about it. And how dare you share that with someone you're supposed to love? How dare you taint or negate in any way whatsoever something that is taking root and something that will work as long as you believe it, as long as the other person believes it, it's fine. Leave it alone. It's like going up to a beautiful flower in the field and taking a leak on it. You know, it's not necessary to do that. You just leave it alone. But people are out there, especially some of you people that are miserable about your lives. Your careers suck. Your relationships are zero, nada. Your money situation is in a major problem. And you know what? You believe it. And you think about it all the time. And you talk about it with all your friends. And you manifest it. And that little computer guy up in your brain, your conscious mind, is sitting there typing all these expectations in your banks, Murphy's Law here and there. So all these problems come down on you. But you know what? That's not the way my mindset works. I have a solid gold-plated sign in my brain that says no negatives. I have the Gemini, I have Uranus and Gemini, I have the 12th house planets, Mars and Neptune in the 12th, so there's the Pisces factor. I don't have any Virgo factor in my chart, except I'm progressed Virgo sun, okay? But the point is that there is no room for negatives in my life. And I will not allow people that I know and love to also create these negatives in their lives. It won't last. And they actually will have a problem with me if they continue being negative. You know, and all the people that know and love me know that life can be fine as long as you know you will win. No matter what it is, you are going to win. You're going to be healthy. You will be happy. You will have balance. In relationships, what you will have is companionship. It is there for you. All you have to do is allow yourself to have it. And if you think of too many negatives, then it won't work. You know, I was going to do a totally different topic today, and I was suddenly inspired seconds before I went on the air to do this topic. You know why? Because I'm so used to being around Virgos. A lot of my friends are Virgo, Virgo rising, Virgo moon, Venus, and Virgo. You know, that oftentimes when I used to be in company meetings back in the old corporate days, it's funny how we'd sit around the table and there'd always be one or two people out there that would always think of the worst thing that could happen. Let's think of the nightmare scenario. I'd sit there and something inside of me would say, this does not feel comfortable. I do not like this nightmare. Why even create a nightmare scenario? Forget it. Forget the nightmare. Let's think of something positive, and let's pamper and nurture our lives, and let's create something beautiful. You know, we love each other. We have balance. It's okay. The patterns are broken. The mindset is over. The past is history. If you need to put blinkers on like a horse wears so you can't see behind you, fine. Today is the first day for the rest of your life. If the beginning of your life up till now has been negative and filled with patterns that have been failure oriented, it's over. That stuff is finished. Time to forget, time to go forward. So I wanted to remind you, especially those of you that have Virgo, Pisces, or Gemini factor, and you know what? You cannot escape. Even if you lack what you think to be Virgo, Gemini, and Pisces factor, you still all have Mercury in your chart, the Virgo Lord, and that may be under afflictions, and if you have squares or oppositions to your Mercury to boot everything else I've said, then you will also be susceptible to negative thinking, okay? And you also have, you can't escape the Gemini factor because Mercury is a double whammy. It takes care of Virgo and Gemini together. And then, of course, there's the Pisces factor, which is Neptune, and those of you that live in a dream and live in an illusion or delusion and keep thinking of negative things and you keep running away from the truth, you can't face up to reality, you know, you could have afflicted Neptunes, which will give you a negative Pisces factor in your chart, a failure syndrome. That's right, negative Virgo energy is too critical and negative sometimes, and negative Pisces energy is failure syndrome oriented, or we can't do it. You know, do you ever be on a team with someone that goes, we're down 24 points, this is the third quarter, we can't win. Hey, never say never. I saw the movie and I believe in that. I believe that as long as you're breathing, as long as you're walking, as long as you can still see and you have all your limbs in place, that there's never you can't, you won't, you wouldn't, you don't. I believe in hope. I believe in faith and I believe in charity, and I also believe in grace and mercy and miracles. That's the way my mindset, where I got signs. You know, if you want to change your life, then imagine that little guy up in your brain in the computer terminals that is running your life. And you can put signs all over the place. No negatives allowed. Hope, faith, charity, mercy, forgiveness, miracles. You know, so while this guy's thinking, he's looking at all these signs going, geez, how could we lose? We've got all this positive energy up here in our lives. And you know what happens? All your computers get programmed with all this positive energy. And then good things start happening, because that guy is a herald of God. And he's the one that is involved with creating this energy that you create in your life. So if you want to be happy, all you got to do is get rid of the negatives. You cannot afford the luxury of a single negative thought. So, you know, you can be a psychologist unto yourself. Okay, you can catch yourself whenever you are being negative, and you can modify that. That's right. You can modify that by thinking something different. Like if I catch myself being negative, then I'll modify it and turn it right into, I am extremely blissful right now, and I'll plug it into some blissful experiences I've had in my life, either recently or in my past, like when I first went to Disneyland maybe, or a very romantic encounter, or perhaps winning money in a poker game, or maybe just feeling good, laying down in bed with somebody and holding them and being close with them, you know, and I'll just, instead of being negative, I'll think a blissful thought to modify that. Behavioral modification happens all the time. What you got to do is you got to practice. Wherever you get a negative thought, go into your modification and say an affirmation to counter it. You know, my life is a happy place. My mind is a clear blue lake, deep, calm, and serene, right? I am at peace with myself and the world. You know, there's so many things that can alter your mindset, and there's so many things that can alter your script. Whenever you're negative, your chakras are closed down, your body is vulnerable to entity interference and to outside interference from other people in your life that are already negative. See, not only are you subjected to other people that have negative mindsets, you are subjected to spirit beings, entities, dark spirits that also have negative mindsets that creep into your aura and attach themselves to your brow chakra and keep feeding you with all these negatives. Well, how are you going to get rid of these entities and exorcise this energy unless you reverse that and modify their programming to something more powerful and more positive for your own life? This is how you truly exorcise your life, with love, with clarity, with positive thinking, and with positive mind development. And you modify that negativity all the time by saying to yourself, I can win, I can be happy, I can have a relationship, I can have love, I have love, I'm in a relationship, I have balance, it's eternal, and it's powerful, it's strong, and nothing can affect it. I believe, I want to believe, I believe in miracles, I'm fine. And you'd be amazed at the power you could exude by changing all those mindsets, you know. Now, just because you don't have any of these factors, you know, if you're void of Virgo 6th house afflictions or Pisces 12th house afflictions or Gemini 3rd house afflictions, if you have a blessed Mercury and a blessed Neptune, hey, you're still not home free. Because we are human, and because we are subjected to negative elements in our environment and in our childhood, we are susceptible to this negative thinking, this behavior situation that was developed when we're younger by people who are also negative and failure syndrome oriented, and we inherit it. You know, we inherit this. We inherit a losing attitude, and that's why we live our lives and we think we're going to lose. Hey, just because every woman you ever met has dumped on you and rejected you if you're a man doesn't mean it doesn't have to be the next time. Because you can surround the very next woman you're with love and light and positive thinking and say to yourself, no, I'm not going to be dumped anymore. It's over. All the women I'm going to be with now are going to be stable and centered and grounded. And the old me is dead. I'm a much more brighter vehicle, a much more happier, evolved vehicle, and the universe is going to allow me to deserve balance. And that's the way it goes. And no matter what happens, it's karma. You know, and no matter what happens, it's karma, and I do believe in destiny. So if stuff happens and it doesn't happen your way, you just have to let it go and process it, embrace what you have, and go forward with whatever you can. Because you know that the universe that we live in is so filled with negative energy anyway, that the only way we could turn it around is at home with ourselves, with our little computer programmer upstairs in our own brains, and by trying to program our own lives to be positive, maybe it'll be contagious, and maybe other people around us will start programming the positive, and eventually maybe we can get thousands of people to program the positive, and millions of people to program the positive. Maybe we could avoid a worldwide catastrophe and holocaust one day, which everyone expects, you know, by programming the positive, or at least we could program enough people where we could save them with a mass salvation and protect them from whatever might be coming down, okay? Because they believe in survival, because they believe in salvation and sanctuary, because they are the heralds of the new age, and they do have this power of God that they are now in control of. You get my point? But you know, you gotta figure, I'm having a Venus Mars conjunct my Leo stellium, square my moon with a lunar return, so I'm liable to be a little sensitive today, right, kids? No kidding. Anyway, how to mold your future, presented for those of you who need to hear these topics so you can have success and fame and happiness and balance and love and marriage and children in your life. And like I say, if you remember anything from this topic, you cannot afford the luxury of a single negative thought. So get rid of it, kids. It's not healthy. You know, you wouldn't throw mud on your children, so why throw mud on your brain? And that's what a negative thought is. It's mud. So don't even think it. Don't even say it. And if you feel it or you think it, modify it to something positive and change your whole life in so doing. Okay, welcome to Farley's Lunar Return on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alter. You want to know what a lunar return is? You see, once a month, the moon returns to that area of space where it was when you were born. That's right. And it's like a little lunar birthday for you every month. It's a lunation. And emotionally, you are the way you were when you were born, when you were a baby. So you feel like a baby. Sometimes you act like a baby. And sometimes you are so sensitive, you're as sensitive as the baby was when you were born, right? So every month, you have that little lunar return when the moon returns to that area of space where it was in your chart. So all the Scorpio moons that were born with moon and Scorpio in the world are now having their lunar returns with Farley at this moment. And that's why if you know any Scorpio moons, they're going to be very sensitive, because the Leo transits and the Scorpio transits, they're going to be extremely sensitive, really, and that's what that's all about.